This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
I think everyone has different reasons for loving raw milk cheese. You know, maybe it reminds them of a gooey camembert they had in Normandy, right? As Anne said, or maybe it's they want to support rural economies. Maybe they want to keep people on the land, and value adding dairying is such a great way to do that. I think for me, though, personally, it's really three things, and not exactly the same three that you mentioned, but really taste, tradition, and at the end of the day, choice. You know, I mean, raw milk cheese are just absolutely delicious. You know, they're full flavor, they ripen fully. It's just really incomparable.
That's Brad Jones from the Cheese of Choice Coalition, who is a guest on episode 218 of Cutting the Curd. Each week, Cutting the Curd takes us behind the scenes of the farmstead cheese movement across the globe. Raw milk cheese is cheese made from unpasteurized milk. While many love raw milk cheeses, some in the industry believe all milk should be pasteurized for safety's sake. But many cheesemakers disagree.
A lot of this raw milk sort of paranoia is based on the lack of scientific data.
Absolutely.
That points conclusively in one direction or another. And so it's very easy to just make an enemy out of raw milk when you don't know enough about it. So
pasteurization damages also the molecules. And I think if you don't do that, the molecule is whole and your body digests it so much better.
Sure.
We have people working in our store that actually their cholesterol went down after starting working at our place. So again, I think our body digests it so much better. We're getting so, our immune system getting so fragile sometimes, you know. I know there's a lot of people that have their concerns about raw milk, but I think if you have a good begin product, then it's safe, you know, to use it.
That was Mariki Penterman from episode 217 of Cutting the Curd, a Wisconsin cheese farmer and the first woman to win the Outstanding Young Farmer Award.
A good begin product, and that's why with us, we milk our own cows, and then we milk them 5 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and 9 o'clock in the evening. We use the milk straight from the cow, so 5 o'clock when the cows get milked, that milk goes straight into our cheese fat, and then we make it within 5 hours into cheese. That milk is still so warm from the cow's body temperature when it comes in our cheese fat, so it's very fresh.
The challenge for the American raw milk cheese industry is that all cheese producers have to be above board.
Because if we would do something bad, it's not only giving us a bad name, but it gives the whole industry a bad name. And that's why people are often reluctant to, even though it's maybe just 5% of what represent the whole industry. That 5% is giving such a negative effect that it seems like there's a lot of bad stuff. But in reality, well, there are a lot of safe raw milk products.
Absolutely.
Some of the solutions are coming from unexpected places. In January 2014, the FDA launched a pilot program that would test bacteria levels of both domestic and imported raw milk cheeses.
We think that the pilot testing program is a good thing. You know, I think at the end of the day, what's going to happen is they're going to find that raw milk cheese just really isn't something that needs to be taking a lot of their time.
What's truly at risk if the production of raw milk cheese is prohibited? Aside from not having the cheese that our European counterparts get to enjoy, there will also be the loss of artisan cheesemakers like Mariki.
I think Wisconsin is the only state on planet Earth that requires a cheesemaker's license. At that time, it was kind of a bummer, but now I see the importance of it too, and it was very helpful to know
why do you see it to be so important?
Because especially, well, I didn't grow up in a cheesemaking family. My parents are dairy farmers.
Yeah.
And I had no idea how much work cheesemaking was.
Mariki is not alone. Here's Lisa Hall of Wisconsin's Saxon Farm Creamery, guest on episode 219 of Cutting the Curd.
I know me personally, it does touch home because I do feel that even cheese making, the art of making cheese, has changed dramatically. We're really hands-on here, and we have open vats, and we make small batches. To another cheesemaker who has closed vats and it's stainless steel and they push buttons when things need to happen. So even our younger generation of cheesemakers coming in, they're not necessarily learning the art of making cheese.
If American cheesemakers lose the ability to create raw milk cheese, We will not only lose the delicious cheese, but also the cultural knowledge surrounding its production.
Finding people with a passion, because it is a true art form, just like an artist, just like a musician, there's a lot of passion that goes into it, and a lot of your heart and soul go into it.
If you want to hear more from cheesemakers and raw milk advocates, you can listen to Cutting the Curd live on Mondays at 5 p.m. This is Rachel Weisberg reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.